Is there something that you really want to do, something you want to experience, something you want to achieve, a team you want to be able to be a part of or join, a career path you want to have, you want to sell something, go somewhere, meet somebody, and or you've got somebody in your life who says to you, I would like to play sport for a living, or I'd like to sing for a living, or I'd like to paint, or I'd like to travel overseas, or I'd like to be a multimillionaire, or I'd like to invent something, create something, do something that nobody's ever done before. And usually two words come to mind. We either say, yes, you can, and we either convince ourselves or the other person that they can, and here's all the reasons why. Or we say, no, you can't, and here are all the reasons why. And of course, the cliche quotes will tell you, if you believe that you can, you will, and if you believe that you can't, you won't. And I'm not quite sure that they're cliche, because they're probably true. But how do we know that we can? And I don't think we do, because if we've never done it before, we don't know that we can. And even if other people have done it before, and they might be the same age as us or the same, come from the same life experience as us, and go, well, if they can, they can do it, I can do it too. But we don't actually know that because we've never done it. So can I have a successful business? Can I have a career that I love? Can I be financially free? Can I give millions of dollars to charity? Can I join a sporting team? Can I sing for a living? Can I star in a movie? Well, the answer is that you can, but you have to believe that you can, of course. And when you don't know because you've never done it before, how do you make that happen? Well, I've got a secret weapon. Instead of saying I can or I will, and that's convincing yourself about something that you may not really believe. So you can say it 100,000 times if you want to, but if you don't really believe it, it may not happen. But instead of saying I can or I will, what if we say, how can I? Because when you ask your brain a question, it is programmed, it is designed, it has been developed to find an answer to our question. If I ask my brain to do something for me, it goes into overdrive, literally. It goes into all its little corners to find how can I. So we talk about it with money. Rather than saying, I can't afford to buy that, the great question to ask is, how can I afford it? And you keep asking your brain, how can I? And then your brain storms. So you write down all the ways that you, what you would have to do, or how you can. So how can I buy that? How can I go on that holiday? How can I get that career path? How can I join that sporting team? And brainstorming is interesting. It's been suggested if you're going to brainstorm with other people, you need to find people with the brain to storm with. And I think that simply means people who actually believe in the process, people who believe that if you put two heads together, it's better than one. And if you've got two people coming up with ideas on how it can be done, then it's more likely to happen. So what if the only thing you change in your headspace, instead of saying I can't, we always say, well, you better say that you can. But if you say that you can and you don't believe it, that's not going to work either. So what if you just change your vocabulary to this? How can I? I want to have a career that I love. How can I do that? Where do I need to study? How do I need to train? Who do I need to meet? What do I need to know? What do I need to learn? What do I need to do? How can I become part of a sporting team? What do I need to do? How hard do I need to train? How fit do I need to be? How strong do I need to get? Who do I need to meet? Who do I need to send letters to? So we start brainstorming in the how. So how do I do that? How can I afford to buy that? How can I go to that place? How can I do that thing? So a simple vocabulary change. Obviously, remove I can't from your vocabulary, because as soon as you say I can't do that, your brain just says, yeah, you're right, and it'll give you probably all the reasons inside your head, which may even be hundreds of thousands of can't reasons why you can't do that. It can't really tell you how you can, because if you haven't done it, you might not believe it. But if you ask, how can I, intelligent brain of mine, make this happen, it may be possible. So simple vocabulary change. Every time you want to do something, achieve something, go somewhere, give something, do something of significance, ask your brain, how can I do that? And then start writing down, thinking about, planning, producing a vision board, meeting the right people, and doing all the things that you need to do that will share with you how you can. How can I do that? And your brain will find a way.